Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia with the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where, as you can see on the screen behind me, today we will be discussing this particular hot topic pertaining to the modern church. What is the goal of the modern church? To fill the building with as many non-believers as you can attract, or to feed the believer, those who are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, and those who desperately need to be fed sound biblical doctrine. What's the goal of the modern church? Fill the building or feed the believer? Now, A.W. Tozer, a theologian, a well-known theologian, back in the mid-1900s, so we're talking, what, 70, 80 years ago? A.W. Tozer said, back then, about the modern church, he said, the sad part of the modern church is that it is completely focused on filling the building rather than filling the people of God with the truth of God. Again, 70, 80 years ago, A.W. Tozer said that. Fast forward to our time today, and we see that sad reality happening right before our very eyes, not just here in the United States, but throughout the world, where churches are more focused on filling the building rather than feeding the saved, the believer, with sound doctrine. Now, let me throw a disclaimer out there. There is absolutely nothing wrong with a church being filled with a lot of people, assuming that is God in His grace drawing people to Himself in salvation. So there's nothing wrong with having a large congregation. And again, the idea is you want to see more and more people coming to church so that they have the opportunity to hear the gospel proclaimed as the word of God is properly preached. And the hope is that those people will be saved, right? So again, there's nothing wrong with wanting a lot of people to come through the doors of the church. But if it is at the expense of preaching sound biblical doctrine, if it is at the expense of feeding those in the church who are already saved, well then, Houston, we have a major problem. Well, Andrew, wait a second. How can you say that? Well, let's take a look at some scripture and let's see what our Lord says is the responsibility of the pastor teacher, of the elders. Ephesians chapter 4, starting in verse 12. Our Lord gave to His church pastor teachers. Why? For the equipping of the saints. The believer, for the work of service. To the building up of the body of Christ, the redeemed. Until we, as believers, all attain to the unity of the faith, the revealed truth of Scripture, and to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. So Scripture here is very clear that the role of the pastor teacher is to feed the believers rather than focusing on filling the building. That's God's business, right? But those who have been entrusted under the care of the elders, of the pastor teachers, those people need to be fed sound doctrine because, again, the goal is the sanctification of that believer until he or she becomes mature in Christ. The goal of the pastor teacher is the sanctification of the believer. not entertaining the non-believer. Do you understand what I just said? Let me repeat it. Scripture is clear. Christ has given to his church pastor teachers for the sanctification, the building up, the maturing of the believer. Now, that doesn't mean we don't want non-believers to come to the church. Of course we do. And that doesn't mean we don't want to see non-believers saved. Of course we do. But we cannot lose our focus and think that the goal of the church is to fill the building. Because in order to do that, in order to attract the non-believer who wants nothing to do with God, Scripture says is hostile towards God. Scripture says considers the word of God foolishness, moronic. In order to attract that type of person, you're going to have to get rid of sound doctrine. If the goal of the church is simply to fill the building, well, then you're going to have to offer to the non-believer that which is attractive to the non-believer. Again, 1 Corinthians 2 says the non-believer considers the word of God moronic. Foolishness. Well, guess what? If you put a big sign in front of your church and say, hey, come to our Lord's Day services where you will be fed sound biblical doctrine, the non-believer is going to laugh at that. The non-believer will not be attracted to that unless, of course, the Holy Spirit is drawing that non-believer. And so what does the modern church do today to attract the non-believer? The modern church speaks the language of the non-believer, markets in a way that will appeal to the non-believer, and tries to create a church service that will be comfortable for the non-believer at the expense of the sanctification of the believer in that church. Again, Ephesians 4 is clear. Obviously, the goal of the church, first and foremost, is to exalt Christ in the power of the Spirit to the glory of the Father, right? That's why we attend Lord's Day services. It's the Lord's Day, not the NFL day, right? It's the Lord's Day. The day our Lord rose from the dead. The day that the Father and the Son sent the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. It is the Lord's Day where the Lord's people gather together in the Lord's house where we worship and exalt our Lord. So, by that very definition, Lord's Day services are for the Lord's people, for those who are saved, those who can worship the Lord because they're alive now in the spiritual realm. They worship in spirit and in truth, as Jesus had said in John 4. Those are the type of worshipers the Father is seeking. The Lord's Day services are also meant to feed the people of the Lord who desperately want sound doctrine, who are so hungry for sound doctrine, and who can be protected from false doctrine, verse 14. If the pastor teachers in the churches do what they're supposed to do, focus on feeding the believer, as a result, we're told, we will no longer be children, tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, false teachers, and by their craftiness and deceitful scheming, but speaking the truth in love. We are to grow up in all aspects into him, Christ, who is the head of the church, right? So Scripture is clear. The role of the pastor teacher is not to fill the building. It's God's job, right? The role of the pastor teacher is to feed the sheep, those chosen before the foundation of time, those redeemed by Christ at the cross 2,000 years ago, those who are regenerated by God the Holy Spirit. It's the sanctification, the maturing of the believer. Now, again, don't get me wrong. I am not saying that non-believers are not welcome to Lord's Day services. But what I'm simply saying is that the Lord's Day services should never accommodate the non-believer. What do you mean? Well, let's take a look and see what the early church did once that church was founded in Jerusalem. Acts chapter 2, we see very clearly what that church did. On the day of Pentecost, we know that the Apostle Peter, empowered by the Holy Spirit, preached such a powerful sermon to those non-believers who were gathered there in Jerusalem. By the way, Peter preached hard-hitting, sound, biblical truth. And the Holy Spirit, who inspired the Old Testament Holy Scriptures that Peter was preaching from, the Holy Spirit worked through the Holy Scriptures proclaimed and regenerated 3,000 souls. 3,000 people were saved. That's the beginning of the early church right there, right? Well, okay, what did the apostles do with these young believers now? Did he say, sorry guys, you're already in the kingdom, no time to feed you, we've got to focus on filling the building there. Is that what happened? Well, let's see. Acts chapter 2, after they were saved, verse 42, what did they do? They were continually devoting themselves to what? The apostles' teaching. Scripture. And to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, Lord's Supper, and to prayer. Do you see it? What should the modern church do? The same thing the early church did. Feed the sheep. They were continually devoting themselves to sound doctrine. And everyone, verse 43, kept feeling a sense of awe. Many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles because they had been given certain specific miraculous gifts just for that time to validate the message they were preaching about Christ until the word of God was completed. Now watch this, verse 44. And all those who had believed were together. It's a church and had all things in common. They began selling their property and possessions and were sharing them with all as anyone might have need. Day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart. They were growing in their understanding of the truth of God. They were going deeper in their understanding of God's truth, and they were going higher in their worship of God. They were praising God and having favor with all the people. Well, okay, then who filled the building? Here we go. And the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved. What's the responsibility of the modern church? Well, we just follow what the early church did. Feed the sheep. Feed the believer. Sound doctrine. Continuously. Day by day. Not just on the Lord's day. Every day. Whether it's official services or doing it house by house. Sound biblical doctrine. Because the goal is the maturity of God's people. Okay, then how's the building filled? The Lord is the one who through by his Spirit draws the elect. So that when the Holy Scriptures faithfully being proclaimed from the pulpit, those who are being drawn by the Spirit, who had been elected before the foundation of time, God the Holy Spirit will work through the Holy Scriptures, James 1, 1 Peter 1, so that those people can be born again and become part of the family of God. But as we look at the modern church today, again, imagine what Tozer said 70, 80 years ago about the modern church. Think of it now. What do? We focus barely, if at all, on feeding the believer. In fact, a lot of churches make believers feel guilty that they're not being fed. And so the believer kind of just says, well, okay, I guess I must be selfish and wrong because I want deep truth. And no, but look how many people are coming to the church. I guess it's not about me. I got to listen. I hear that complaint all the time. I'm not being fed a church. I mean, so we're starving the sheep for whom Christ died for? Oh my! For the sake of people in the community? So watch what happens in the modern church. In its failure to feed the believer and in its insatiable desire to fill the building, to look good, to look successful, here's what happens. The church opens its front doors wide. Nothing wrong with that. But here's what happens. The church opens its front doors wide and it is constantly trying to lure the community into the church. How do they do that? Again, as I said earlier, they speak the language of the culture. They offer that which the culture wants. Culture doesn't want truth. Culture doesn't want to worship Jesus. So what does the church do? It becomes a marketing institution. Hey, if you come to our church, we're going to have a raffle this Sunday and you can win tickets to go on a cruise, free cruise. Hey, come to our church this weekend. We're going to have, we're not going to preach the word. It's going to be fun. Circus of Olay. Hey, come to our church this weekend. We're going to have a rock concert. And maybe we'll mix in, you know, Jesus' name here or there. We've got to be careful. We won't pray too much because that'll offend the non-believer. We need to keep drawing them, keep them coming back in the hope that somehow they're going to be saved. How are they going to be saved? Through Circus of Olay? Where the scriptures are not proclaimed, the Holy Spirit doesn't regenerate. So we can have alligators up on our pulpit. I kid you not on that one. Just go on YouTube. You'll see that. We can have classic cars up on our pulpit. I kid you not. Just go on YouTube and check it out. We can have laser lights, fog machines. I kid you not. Just go on YouTube and check it out. We can have all those things where we are attempting to entertain the culture. Well, guess what? They'll come to that. So we open the doors wide and we offer what the culture wants. We tell the culture what it wants to hear. And all of a sudden you've got all these people flocking in. But in order to keep them, you can't give them sound doctrine. You can't preach expositionally, verse by verse through the Bible. That will bore the non-believer, we're told. That will turn off the non-believer, we're told. Well, guess what? It's true. Unless they're the elect, they're going to consider the word foolishness. So we end up opening the doors. We stuff the building with a bunch of non-believers. What about the believers in the church? What happens to them? Well, again, many of them are made to feel guilty that they're starving. They're not getting taught biblical truth. And maybe for a while, those faithful believers say, okay, I'm going to stick it out because I see how many people are coming in and supposedly all these people are being saved, again, through Circus of Olay, through alligators, through classic cars. But eventually, the believers who are starving for truth eventually go out the back door looking for a church that preaches true biblical truth. So here's what happens. Front door is open wide. You've got the culture flooding in. You've got to entertain them. The back door is open and the true believers are leaving the church. And what do you have as a result? A building stuffed with a bunch of non-believers. It's not a church. It's not a church. The church is the body of Christ. Not people from the culture who are simply looking to be entertained at a weekly event that just repeats itself. Now again, I'm not saying that non-believers are unwelcome to the church. But what I'm saying is an unbeliever should come into the church and say, wow, I've never seen something like this. Look at these people worshiping God. I'm not able to do that. Look at these people learning the word of God. I'm unable to do that. Look at these people fellowshipping with each other. Look at these people celebrating the Lord's Supper. Look at the baptisms they're having. Look at this. I've never experienced something like this. This is what a non-believer should say, because a non-believer coming out from the world comes into the church and says, wait a second, I'm used to the world. This is a taste of heaven. A non-believer should never walk into a church and say, wow, this is the same as the disco I experienced the night before. You see? We don't acquiesce to the culture. We bow to Christ. And as Christ's people in Christ's church, we want to hear the words of Christ. We want to worship Christ. We want to pray to Christ. We want to celebrate His supper. We want to fellowship with the people of Christ. And again, a non-believer comes in, as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14, and they go, whoa! They're just blown away by watching the people of God worship their holy God, that they fall flat on their face and say, God is really among these people here. That's what you want. You don't want the non-believer to come in and see a bunch of kids flying around on skateboards in the back of the church auditorium. I kid you not, just go on YouTube. You don't want the non-believer coming in and hearing Led Zeppelin music and other secular dark music from the pulpit. I kid you not, just go on YouTube. And again, the reason why this is happening in the modern church is because they're attempting to fill the building. That's God's responsibility. And they're starving the believer. Church, that's our responsibility, to feed the sheep. That's why James says in James 3:1, not many of you should be teachers, my brethren, because we who teach will be held to a stricter judgment. Hebrews 13:17, the elders have to give an account for the souls under their care. Not for the people in the community, but for the souls under their care in the body of Christ. The modern church, Christ's true church, has the same responsibility as the early church. The sanctification of the redeemed, where Christ is glorified and honored by His people. Two friends of mine up north are looking for a church that preaches sound biblical doctrine. And they're having a terrible time finding one. How sad is that? And they went to a large church last week, and just people were flooding into this building. Massive church, right? And there were this couple, my friends, in the lobby, and the wife looks at the husband and says, do you see what I see? He said, yeah. Nobody was carrying a Bible. They were the only two. Well, why was that? Well, obviously the people that were coming to that place didn't expect to learn the word of truth. Well, I carry it. We're going to just sit back and be entertained. And yet, today, churches are evaluated not on how Christ-like that church is becoming, but rather how many people can be stuffed into a building. Do we see something wrong with that picture? Well, wait a second, Andrew. Are you saying that the church then should, you know, on the Lord's Day, should not be presenting the gospel? Absolutely not. The gospel should always be presented. But a Lord's Day service, it should not be an evangelistic event. What do you mean? How about this? How about the church does what it's supposed to do? Feed the believers. Shepherd the redeemed. Be focused on the sanctification of God's people. And then let those people go out into the culture, in their families, in their workplace, amongst their friends, And let the redeemed who are so filled with the truth and so fed by the truth, let the redeemed of God represent their Redeemer. So that evangelism is not a one-time event, a weekly event, or a monthly event, but how about that evangelism is happening every day as God's people are true salt and light to the earth? Because the truth is so deeply ingrained in them. And so the modern church, obviously the goal, first and foremost, is to exalt Christ in the power of the Spirit to the glory of God. We know that. But how's that going to happen if people are not going deeper in their understanding of the Word? How are they going to be able to go higher in their worship of God? Deeper truth leads to higher worship, right? And so, non-believers are welcome to come to church. Of course they are. But they should never say, wow, this feels like home. Because where's the non-believer been hanging out his entire life? In the world. No, the non-believers are coming to church and go, whoa, I've never seen something like this. I'm not part of this. And hopefully, God, through His grace, through the proclamation of the truth, will save that person so he or she can then be part of it, right? Sound doctrine is a must for God's people. 1 Peter 2, crave the pure milk of the Word. That's what the modern church needs to be focused on. Our responsibility is to feed the believer. God's responsibility is to fill the building and to save souls. Amen.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.